With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The Trump administration reclassifying state licensed medical marijuana as a, quote, less dangerous drug. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The move does not legalize marijuana for medical or recreational use under U.S. law, but the order changes the way marijuana is regulated, shifting licensed medical marijuana from Schedule 1 to the less strictly regulated Schedule 3. President Trump has promised to expand Americans' access to medical treatment options. Critics say the order sends a confusing message about the dangers of marijuana. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Three congressional candidates accused of betting on their own elections through the prediction market. Kalshi, here's Bernie Bennett with that story.
On Wednesday, Kalshi said it fined and suspended the men for 5 years. It's the latest case to highlight ongoing concerns about insider trading on prediction markets like Kalshi and Polymarket. The accused include Mark Moran, running as an independent in Virginia, Zeke Enriquez, a former Texas Republican primary candidate, and Matt Klein, a Democratic state senator in Minnesota. Moran admitted to betting $100 on himself. He was fined $6,200, while Klein and Enriquez settled for smaller penalties. Bernie Bennett reporting.
President Trump says Israel and Lebanon agreeing to extend a ceasefire by 3 weeks between Israel and the Hezbollah terrorist group. That follows talks this week at the White House. Businesses have forked over $4 million to cross boats through the Panama Canal to dodge the ongoing chaos in the Strait of Hormuz, which has created a seismic shift in global trade flows. Average price to cross through the canal, well, that ranges from $300,000 to, in some cases, up to $400,000. This is SRN News. Solid victory for the Ten Commandments.
A federal appeals court says Texas can require the Decalogue to be displayed in public school classrooms. The ruling by the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals is a victory for Republican state lawmakers, though it sets up a potential clash at the U.S. Supreme Court over the issue in the future. The 5th Circuit Court said in its decision that Texas law does not violate the First Amendment, which protects religious freedom. Michael Harrington reporting.
With the midterms looming in November, Democrats having an internal struggle over the role of the LGBT agenda in its platform. After the 2024 presidential election, Democrats were divided over the role that LGBT issues played in their party's losses. Trump campaign ran a series of advertisements criticizing then Vice President Kamala Harris for supporting sex change operations for people in prison. This is SRN News. Correspondent Rich Thomason says it appears we may be on the verge of a golden age for nuclear power.
4 decades after the Chernobyl accident, nuclear power is seeing a global revival. About 400 reactors are operational in 31 countries, and about 70 more are under construction. Nuclear power accounts for about 10% of the world's electricity. The International Energy Agency's executive director says while Chernobyl and Japan's Fukushima disaster diminished the appetite for nuclear power, it was clear years ago that there would probably be a revival. Rich Thomason reporting.
In the latest round of tech industry job cuts, Meta laying off 8,000 workers, Microsoft offering buyouts to a similar number. Meta will slash 10% of its workforce. Microsoft is taking a different approach by offering voluntary buyouts to thousands of its employees. More details, srnnews.com.